Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 people who had leprosy approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. On the way to Jerusalem. Just in case we've forgotten, Luke reminds us that Jesus is traveling on the way. And not just any way, he's on his way to Jerusalem. And Jesus is going by a very specific route. And we know exactly what route he took. Not that we can actually retrace his exact steps, but we know the way that he took. Jesus went by way of healing. He went by way of acceptance and welcome. He went by way of seeking and saving the lost. He went by way of finding those who had lost their way. Jesus was traveling toward Jerusalem, that ancient city, the ancestral city, the long-standing religious an economic center of the nation. But his intention, his purpose in this traveling, in this going, was to arrive at a new place, a new Jerusalem, we say, a transformed city in the new age. So in that sense, to transform the nation, to transform the people with an understanding and experience of God's purpose, which is God's inclusive intention for life for all. That was Jesus' way. That was his journey. And it actually defined and was intended to define the very destination itself. So this journey and destination were really tied together. So as Jesus is on his way, he is the very embodiment of what the city of God is. On the way, it says in our story that Jesus encountered 10 folks, lepers, it says in the story, but definitely ostracized people. And you notice that they, as I said, kept their distance. They were required to keep their distance from everyone. They were required to wear torn clothing, to let their hair hang long, to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," set outside the walls of the city, particularly at night. Their life had no meaning. They were excluded from all community and fellowship, valueless. They were like the walking dead. They have no place. They have no way. In their condition, their prayer is fundamental. Did you hear it? Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Have compassion. See us. Recognize us. Acknowledge us as human beings. Give us life. Restore our meaning. Open community once again to us. To Jesus, these folks, these people, whom no one else sees, who cares for. To Jesus, they're not invisible. They are worthy of being encountered, of being acknowledged. He saw them and responded to them. They are alive. Lord, have mercy. And it's interesting, I think, in the story, they don't actually ask for healing. They just say, Lord, have mercy. Acknowledge us. Engage with us. Bring us the gift of compassion and care. Jesus, receive them into the community of his own being, his own life, into relationship with him. That in itself is restoration and transformation. That is the new age, the new city of God. To show themselves to the priests would be the social and religious confirmation of their restoration to community, to meaning, to value, to life once again. I'm not sure. I don't know if the other nine were ungrateful, but they certainly were not understanding. They didn't know the way. They were healed of their disease, but were they well? Were they really alive? Were they saved? Were they found? Or were they still lost? Jesus says, was none found except this foreigner? Were the others still lost? In faith, the foreigner, the Samaritan, the stranger, the excluded, is completely restored. He is well. He is saved. Jesus says, get up and go on your way, the way that God has established for you, the way of care and compassion for others. This one is now on his way to the new age, the new city, the city of God, the community of God, which is open and healing to all people. His way, the way of faith, is Jesus' way, the way of compassion and mercy, the way of acknowledging the humanity of others, the way of life. It is also the way of forgiveness. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Is this not the prayer of each of us? And as we gather, of all of us together, Creator and Redeemer of life, look upon us with your care. See us with compassion. Compassion that gives value and meaning to our lives. Restore us. Restore our communities. Bring the new age. This prayer, which is always answered, it may bring physical healing, but certainly always brings the life of relationship and love with God. I've said this often, but it seems important to repeat. We are living in a world which millions are wandering lost. They have no home, pleading to be helped, to be acknowledged as fellow human beings deserving of life. This story of the lepers, these 10, actually reminds us of the fundamental dynamic of our age, the world dynamic, which is antithetical to the new age, which Jesus has announced. We see it so much in the displacement and rejection of millions. We see it play out in the rejection at our borders. But we also see it played out within our borders with racism and prejudice against minorities. We see it play out in the politics and wars across the nations. It is as if the entire globe were crying out, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. But this prayer of the whole world is also a deeply personal one. It is one that each of us speak and cry out, maybe silently in the depths of our heart, when we are lost or feel lost, unhinged, unmoored from what gives us meaning and purpose and hope. When loss seems to define us. But always, we are reminded, as we are at the beginning of the story, that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, More specifically, he is on his way to the cross, standing with the lost, bearing the sin of rejection, bearing the death of rejection, and offering always the promise of life and the forgiveness of for all that we have done to lose others and ourselves. So this day, in Christ's name, we are to become answers to the prayer. Ourselves found and restored in God's love in Christ Jesus, we are called and empowered and sent also on our way to seek and save the lost. Amen.